This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Into summertime and one more movies in the park on Friday night at Stewart Park in Roseburg. Tracy David from Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So one more.
Yes, one more for this summer. Fingers crossed we still have it with the rain in the forecast.
Well, you know, I've been talking to the forecasters and, you know, you see the initial printout. It says showers, 90% chance. Looks a little ominous. You talk to them. They said, well, you know, really for Roseburg, you're really not supposed to get much at all. Maybe a little bit, maybe a trace, maybe a tenth of an inch, and that's spread out over the entire day.
Okay, now, that's good news.
Now, if that tenth of an inch decides to fall at 7 p.m., that's, you know, I don't know.
Then we can't blame you.
No, I am just the messenger. I'm not the person with the meteorological degree on the wall.
Okay.
So, but hopefully everything will go fine for Friday night.
Yes, yes. We're planning on. We're going to be out there starting at 8 o'clock. This year, or this week, we have UACT coming out previewing songs from Frozen. We'll have a Rogue Credit Union out there as well. They're going to be handing out free ice cream while supplies last. And they're also going to have running a raffle for prizes for wildlife safari tickets. So make sure when you come out at 8 o'clock for the event, you stop by their booth right away and get those two things taken care of.
Now, I hear that Frozen's like a big movie.
Yes, it is a big movie. It was a huge deal back when it came out. I still think a lot of people are, you know, go gaga over it. And this year we're doing the sing-along version. So the words will pop up on the screen and you can belt out the tunes along with the movie. So it'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully kids will come in their Frozen pajamas or, you know, dressed as their favorite Frozen character. It'll be a lot of fun.
I don't even know if I want to ask what Frozen pajamas are.
It's just pajamas with Frozen characters on them,
seems
Kyle.
Seems a little odd. I don't know. So how long ago did that movie come out? I'm trying to remember.
It was 2013.
Ah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, by then I was still too old to watch kids' movies, I think, probably. So I'm not sure if I actually saw that one.
I did, but I didn't see it till I was older, actually.
Interesting. So that's going on. You've got food options for people if they come out Friday, too.
Yes. Yeah. HK Sugar Clouds is there with a spread of movie treats, popcorn, soda, chips, candy. And you're welcome to bring your own drinks. No alcohol allowed, though. And you can bring your own food. You can order pizza and bring it out with you, too. That's fine. Just a couple other rules, things to think about before you get out there. No pets allowed, and kids 13 and under should be accompanied by a parent or guardian for the night.
All right. So the big screen at Stewart Park, if somebody hasn't ever been there, because somebody asked a couple weeks ago about that, because they were there for the first time, and they were not expecting really a big screen like it really was.
Yeah.
This thing is huge.
It's big. I wish I knew. It goes all the way to the top of the half shell. So however tall the half shell is how tall the movie screen is. It's inflatable. It usually takes about four people to get it put up.
Yeah. I think this person was expecting like your big home TV. And
yeah.
It's like, no.
No. It's a nice setup, and we're really happy that we have it. We've had this setup for not all of the years, but most of the years that we've been doing this. This is our 16th year. So.
Very good. So all that is going on Friday. What else is going on in Parks and Recreation? Because it is, after all, summertime. I'm sure you've got a long list.
Yes. Well, next month, July, is Parks and Recreation Month. So we have all of our summer programming running, just kind of helping us celebrate that month, getting people out into the parks. We'll be doing a daily suggestion for a way to celebrate Parks and Rec Month every day in July, just highlighting one of our parks and something fun you can do there. So make sure you check out our Facebook page for that information. But otherwise, we have our low impact fitness class, which is outdoors in Fir Grove Park Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. It's $2 per class. It's just we're focusing on flexibility, balance, strength. It's great for the older community, but everyone's welcome. Zumba in the park is also offered in that just started on last Wednesday. So that's tonight, Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. It's co-sponsored by the YMCA. It's a free event, just some fitness dancing in the park, Stewart Park, and we hope to see you there. Yoga in the Park is Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. starting July 11th. That's co-sponsored by Body Balance Yoga Center. They help source local yoga instructors, so every class is a little different, which is nice. And Thrive Umpqua also provides raffle prizes, so every week we pick a raffle winner from the people who are attending.
All right. Anything else going on?
Women's Just for Fun Summer Golf starts July 8th at the Stewart Park Golf Course. This is $20 a night. Pre-registration is required, and we'll have that information up on our Facebook page shortly. We've had a lot of questions about it, so we're working on that that online registration system. And starts at 5:30, but there is a little kind of a mini group lesson at 5 o'clock if you can make it.
Wow, you got a little busy time here.
Yes, we're very busy, but that's what, you know, keeps us going.
Well, and if it is Parks and Recreation Month, you probably should have things to do.
Absolutely. With 20 parks, there's a lot to do out there.
20 parks?
Over 20, I believe.
Man, and that is amazing. All right, Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.